Ooh. Try not to trip.
Oh. You all right, Bruce?
One. Good morning. We have a few notices. Must be Christmas. So on 6th of December, which is a Saturday, well, it's a Saturday, and in the afternoon, 3 till 5, there's going to be a carol concert being run by Torbay United. You remember 2 years ago they did J. John coming here, and then last year was Lou Fellingham and Philippa Hannah. And this year they're doing a sort of big carol concert at Central Church. Yeah, 3 to 5 in the afternoon on the 6th of December. So, yeah, that should be a good occasion with lots of believers from the Bay all coming together, which would be lovely. And then we've got Christmas food bank. So last week was regular food bank. The Christmas food bank will be earlier because we need to get the donations to them to be getting them out to people. So if you could bring anything for the Christmas food bank, and the list is in the booklet of... So you just bring the once on Sunday the 14th. So it's on that yellow sheet, I think. There. So, yes, if we... the pub are very kindly going to be a donation pick-up place. And Bruce is making a banner for the outside to ask people to bring their donations here. But if we could try and bring them for the 14th, that would be good. Yeah, so that Bruce can get those all delivered. And then obviously the 19th, Friday the 19th, and we'll keep telling you, 7 o'clock here is the pub carol singing. And we're very grateful to Andy and Tony that they're keen for us to do that, which is lovely. And then on that Sunday will be our carols and readings here on the Sunday morning. Oh, and of course, next Sunday will be our songs of praise at Jean and Stuart's. So if you haven't yet given me a song or hymn, but you would like us to have it that day, Bruce is going to produce a booklet so we can all sing. Morning, Liam. We can all sing together, so that'll be great. And that's at 7 o'clock at Jean and Stuart's next Sunday. So, yes, I know. Thank you. That's very kind. I've got a knot. Go any more forward. I'm going to go backwards now. So I think that's everything. And now, unless anyone else can think of anything, I think that's all the notices. Right, so let's pray before we begin. Oh, I'll hang on to that for a minute. Oh, Lord Jesus, as always, it's so good to be here and to be in this space, in the pub. And Lord, we're just so grateful. So grateful that we can be here. And this morning, as we look at costly evangelism, you are the only one who has really paid the price for us and brought new life to us through your resurrection and through your Holy Spirit. And Lord, so as we hear more this morning, that reminder of us to witness to your name, Jesus, for all that you've done in our lives and all that you are able to do in everyone's lives. So thank you, Jesus, that we can be in this place to witness to you and most of all to worship your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And we're going to start with, I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left the realms of glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. So we're going to sing No Other Name But the Name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus is worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and all praise.
The name.
right for me to go on? All right for me to go on? Right. Let us come to our Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we are astonished how you were treated when you came to Jerusalem. But we know it was soon to be revealed why you entered the world. You came to be the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. You went to the cross willingly. It was for us that you suffered and died. By so doing, you who are without sin became the true and only sacrifice that was needed. Lord, you paid a price by giving your life. In fact, you paid the full cost of our redemption by taking upon sins upon the perfect body. And we can begin to realize how heavy that burden must have been. However, because of your wonderful love, you were so willing to suffer and die so that as the only one without sin, you became the perfect sacrifice. And we know that you promised that you would rose again with our sin having been dealt with. And we know that you are indeed our risen Lord. You are available to all who believe in you. And to you, Lord, may be the glory. And we look, Lord, to those that cannot be with us today. There are those who are listening to the worship and taking part online, and there are those who are not well enough to come. And we think of Stuart and his wife, Jean. We think of John. Lord, we thank you for him. Not easy for him, but Lord, he loves you, and we know that you love him and look after him. We pray for Brian's daughter. Lord, you know the whole situation there, and we pray for her, and we ask that you would be all that she needs at this very difficult time in her life. Lord, we pray for Rita's granddaughter. We pray for April. We thank you for her, and we ask, Lord, that you would continue to work in her life. And Lord, you know that there are others who are waiting on you for the answer to prayer. And we ask, Lord, that you would, within your will, meet the needs of all of these people. Lord, may we all know that when you died on the cross, that it was for us, and we know, and we are so glad that you took upon your body the sins of the world. Oh Lord, what a cost you accepted. And you accepted it gladly. And we can say today that Lord, we love you. And we want to see you glorified for all that you have done. Lord, we want to praise you. We want to share your love with others. And so, Lord, help us to be your disciples. Help us to be your ambassadors. May we leave no stone unturned. May we speak to people. May we reach out to those who don't know you or don't wish to know you. Lord, give us the opportunity of serving you out in the world. May we, Lord, be not only your ambassadors, but Lord, may we be all that you want us to be. And so, Lord, we say, we pray for the church here, we pray for the church throughout Devon, we pray for the church worldwide. Oh Lord, may we take very seriously the task that you have given to us, the task of sharing your love. Lord, the privilege is ours. You paid the price, and we, Lord, have benefited from it. And we just want to say, Lord, we love you and we thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord, for all that you have done. You paid the cost and we have the joy. We have the benefit. We have the new life. Oh, Lord, how we thank you. And we pray that you would fill us with the power of the Spirit, that we might go out into the world, that we might go out among our friends, that we may go out to people that perhaps we've never met before. But Lord, may we go out to share your love. We pray this, Lord, with all our hearts. Thank you, Lord, because, yes, you suffered the cost. And we have benefited. We thank you, for you are indeed a wonderful and a powerful God. And we rejoice in knowing you, and we want you and you alone to receive the glory. Our prayer we come in your wonderful name, Jesus, you who are our Saviour, our Lord, and our all. Amen.
Oh, can do. I was going to say some other things. I think before we continue, it would be good to pray for Bruce and Eunice. We know they didn't sleep too well last night, and so let's lift them before the Lord. Jesus, thank you that we can come here as family and you care about our every need. So, Lord, I do lift Bruce and Eunice to you this morning as they've managed to make it here without any sleep. So, Lord, would you give them supernatural strength and would you bring healing into their lives, Jesus? Thank you, Lord, that we can bring everything in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And just to mention for your prayers, if you think of us, the next 4 Mondays, I think it is, we're outside Primark singing carols. Oh, Bruce, really. We're not fair weather Christians. so we'll be out there from 11:30 for about an hour on Monday mornings. So we're usually there every other Monday, but leading up to Christmas, we wanted to be out there every week. So, yeah, if you think of us at 11:30 on a Monday morning, please offer prayers for us. Thank you. And the next song, I just borrow that a second. I'm sure you all know, but Richard said, would I point out, so it's beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. And we didn't know what that meant, so Richard looked it up, and it means gladly. I gladly would take my stand. So just in case you didn't know what you're singing. Thank you. I've lost mine. Oh.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within a wilderness, a rest upon
to a Bible reading for today, and that is going to be shared with us by Graham.
The morning Bible reading is 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 to 21. So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as those God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Graham. We're going to sing, I Will Offer Up My Life in Spirit and Truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Welcome you.
What is the name of the little ones?
Mirko.
Mirko.
Elisa and Alberto.
Elisa and Alberto. Oh, born. Oh, really?
Oh, good.
Oh, right.
I don't speak English very much.
I thought you were on holiday from Switzerland.
it's my son.
Oh, grandchildren.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I'm a grandfather.
Wow, you look too young. Aw, So Elisa and
Alberto.
Alberto. Yeah, Mirko. Wonderful to have you with us.
This is the psalm, no?
A spiritual song to Jesus. Yeah.
Right, now.
And Bruce is going to speak to us.
And I'm now probably not going to please some people. Because I've not been well, they said I should remain seated. I find it easier to speak by standing up. So I know you were thinking of me, but what I'm also glad about is that the message is shorter than it is sometimes, which is, I think, good because of the children. There we are. Let's see what we can find. We're looking at what Paul said in the Bible. He said, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God." Do you know what that tells us? It tells us that God loves us. Wonderful. The cross is the final compelling motive behind all evangelism. Can I say it again? The cross is the final compelling motive behind all evangelism. When Jesus died at Calvary, it was though he took man in one hand and God on the other, bringing the two bringing the two together by being made sin for us. In other words, Jesus, who was without sin, he took upon his body the sin of the world. He loved his creation. He loved his people. And he wanted them to know. And he wanted them to be free from the weight of sin. You know, they speak of God pouring all the filth of our sin into Jesus, so that, as Luther once expressed, Jesus became the greatest liar, perjurer, thief, adulterer, and murderer that mankind has ever known. And because of this, he committed these sins, but he was actually, of course, without sin. And he took the sin of our bodies from us, and he made peace with us by the blood of his on the cross. He died. He gave his life for us. New life came when Jesus died at Calvary. And the wonderful thing, of course, is that as he had promised, and I think probably the people at the time didn't really believe it, but he did say that he would rise again from the dead in 3 days. And that proves, of course, that Jesus is the Son of God. Only he, without sin, could take upon his body our sin. It's not easy for us, my friends, to be a peacemaker. And it cost Jesus his life. It meant that he had to appropriate the filth of our sin upon himself. Thus, when Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God," he knew that calling us into his peace, he was making ministry as the Son of God. He was making us sons of God, daughters of God, ambassadors for Christ. And this will involve us in considerable sacrifice too. In some case, the ultimate sacrifice of our lives. People have given their life for Jesus, but also we all have to, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to be ready to serve him. We may be tempted to lose heart, perhaps on numerous occasions, but if so, consider him, Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that we don't grow weary and we don't lose heart. So, we need help as we can bear the suffering that might come to us by little. And we need to understand more of what it all meant for the Lord Jesus. He gave his life for us. That's wonderful. The very Son of God. He died for us. He was made sin for us so that our hearts will overflow with love and gratitude. And the desire to share that is incredibly good. Yes, it cost Jesus an awful lot to give his life for us, to take our sin and give us new life. You know, it's hard perhaps to understand that Jesus died so that we might have a new life. And that's what we call being born again. Oh yes, we are born again when we come to Jesus and accept him as our Saviour. He's our Saviour because he gave his life for us. And there is nothing more wonderful, is it? Nothing more wonderful. Jesus, God's own Son, came into this world. He didn't expect praise. He suffered, he died, but he rose again and is alive forevermore. And so the Jesus that we are challenged to talk to other people about, that Jesus wants us to have new life, and he wants us to go out and serve people by telling them about the love of God and the love of Jesus. And you know, we can get no better love, can we? His love is wonderful. His love is everlasting. His love is there. Yes, not just for other people. His love is there for each of us. And perhaps sometimes we forget that. But the Lord Jesus knows what we do. He knows what we believe. And I know, from my heart of hearts, that he is so glad, so happy when he sees people today coming to him and accepting him as their saviour. Oh dear. You know, friends, it doesn't matter how we put it, but the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you with all his heart, and he wants us to love him. Yes, you might say, well, I can't see him. But my friends, he's there, and you know it. You've seen him work in your lives. And I want to think of Sarah. You're going to Newcastle next Sunday, next weekend. Sorry?
Doing the wreaths for the grave, family grave.
So, people in Sarah's family are being remembered, yes?
Sorry?
They're being remembered. Yeah. And it's wonderful that the Lord is working in all sorts of ways and through all sorts of people. And when I think of your father, a lovely man, and I am so glad that people remember him. And that tells us that the Lord remembers all those people that are special to us. He loves us and he wants us to be his ambassadors. He's paid the price. He gave his life. So surely we must be full of gratitude and full of love. So I invite you all to tell the Lord that you love him. Because he needs to hear it. For us to say, oh, well, he knows that. I gave my heart to him. Oh, my friends, he wants to be not reminded, but he wants to see that we know that he loves us and he has a work, yes, for us to do. And what is that? That is to tell people about his love. And can I say this, as we've got two lovely children here, that we need, as a church, to have things that we can give to children, and we are then helping and working for the Lord in their lives. They're lovely, aren't they? We think you're lovely, and God thinks you're lovely too. Although you can't see him, he's there and he loves you. And he loves us all. So let us never forget. God is love. Praise God. Amen.
So the next two are for dancing to. So we're going to sing, I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation. I want to serve the purpose of God while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that will last forever. Oh, I delight to do your will.
I want to serve the purpose of God. My generation, I want to serve the purpose of God while I am alive. I want to give my life for something that will last forever. Oh, I delight to do your
Isn't it? Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
So our last song is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You understand? Oh, wow. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. Here we go. Nice and loud.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Oh yeah, I forgot that bit. I knew they were going, so I yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think they might need to go. Oh, I see. He was wondering if the children would like to join in the circle. That's all. Yeah, okay. Oh, it's lovely to see you. We're here every Sunday, 9:30. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. This is wonderful. Yes. So we met your dad. Your dad? Oh, yeah. And the children. And the oh, hi. Hi. Lovely to meet you too. Brilliant. And, yeah, so it's really good to see you. Yeah. Take care. Yeah, so 9:30 on a Sunday morning. Yeah, 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 yeah. Definitely. And in between two, maybe. God bless you. Bye. 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 Hello. Sorry.